Federico, Federico Rodriguez, 1488. Today is 317. Our patient is a, 36-year-old gentleman who comes in today for symptoms of UTI. Oh, no, symptoms of symptoms of multiple urination and leakage during the day and night. He has a history of hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, BPH, and fatty liver, period. And paragraph, his current medication includes testosterone, 100 milligram per cc, half a cc weekly, and then no Crestor at this time, and some protonics. He's due for blood work today. Last urine culture was negative. He also had, he also needs medication for his BPH. He's never been on any medication. I told him we can try that and then send him for evaluation by urologist if that continues to be a problem. He agrees with the plan, period. He has had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, attitude, seizure, convulsion. His weight today is 200, and that has up about 8 pounds, which is not a good thing with history of fatty liver. Maintenance, he's had EGD and colonoscopy, especially with family history of esophageal cancer, family history. Doesn't know his mom. He has not seen her since he was 3 years old. Father passed away with esophageal cancer. Social, married for 10 years. He has one child and stepchildren. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He works for a dirt and mulch, MULCH company here in town. COVID immunization up to date. Allergy, steroids, medication, testosterone, and omeprazole, as I mentioned. See, the doses are up. Crestor, he's off of it at this time. Medical problems, fatty liver, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, hypogonadism, as we discussed. He's alert, he's awake, his weight's up 8 pounds, once again, 200 pounds, 100%, 97.9, 18, 70, 139 over 83, heart positive, swarm positive, stool, lungs, pure onco, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows no rash, wrong, because of the anisian, logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, hyperlipidemia, check Crestor. Number two, history of family, history of esophageal cancer, EGD up to date. Number three, BPH symptoms. Number four, Cialis, as well as 5 milligram a day, as well as Flomax. Next number, see me in 2 weeks. Next number, check blood work. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, hypogonadism. Next number, check PSA, of course, in face of testosterone supplementation. Next number, leg pain and arm pain was evaluated via ultrasound today. This is related to his work. Does not cause any problem during the weekend. There's no DVT or PVD present. Next number, fatty liver, slight no change. Next number, carotid ultrasound. Shows mild esophageal carotid stenosis, no change. Next number, echocardiogram shows totally to be negative. Next number, patient received protonics, 40 milligram today, as well as testosterone supplementation, as before, and Cialis and Flomax to the orders skip. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Thank you.